This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It is Ink Radio. Today I am in San Diego, California at the Secret Knock event. And from what the founder of this event says, this will be his last one of this kind. They've been doing this for about 10 years, and I've heard about it for a number of years. A lot of my friends, like Scott Duffy, have spoken here. It's a bit of a mastermind event, but like none I've ever been to. One of the gentlemen that will be on stage here momentarily is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs. Fitpreneurs, like entrepreneurs, but fit ones. Simon, how are you doing?
I am awesome. So such high energy at this event.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's like Greg Reed. He is no normal human being. Greg S. Reed, if you want to look him up, everybody. Maybe you could talk about what you're going to talk to the audience about here today. First of all, tell us, before you get to that, about Fitpreneurs.
So Fitpreneurs are, you know, personal trainers who want to become entrepreneurs and, you know, kind of coined the term Fitpreneurs because there's so many personal trainers out there who run, you know, think they run a business, but ultimately they're not. And I really go in and help personal trainers with mindset, build their confidence so they can run a sustainable business and change more lives, which is what it's about. This event that we're at is about impacting more people because there's hugely influential people in the room and any entrepreneur helps more people. So really my job is to help the personal trainer become a Fitpreneur so that they can impact and change more lives. Because here's the thing, the currency to me is four words: you change my life. And that's what I want to hear more words about.
I like it. So looking at me, you can tell I'm 5 foot fat, a little overweight. And I'm sure Scott Duffy sent you over to help me to get to a more fit place in life. Do you work individually with people? I mean, literally?
Sometimes. I generally do virtual group coaching.
Okay.
And then I have different tiers and I have a mastermind. And so people can come and, you know, we go to Argentina, we go to Thailand, and we go out and have fun. Because here's the thing too, as entrepreneurs, sometimes we don't take time out. And so these events, which I have every few months, I get the trainers out of their gyms and get them into an environment where they're connecting and having fun. Because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we take typically in it all of the time and we don't drag ourselves out. You know, being on Facebook until midnight, 2 a.m, just scrolling through that newsfeed when you know you're being called to bed. But what drags you away? And sometimes it takes someone else, a mentor, to go, look, go and have fun, go and spend some time with your family, connect with other people. So I love empowering personal trainers to work on themselves and build their own confidence. Because ultimately, a lot of personal trainers also are very confident when it comes to being on the gym floor, but when it's in their business, they have low confidence. And so it's my job to implement and help them change their mindset, because it's pointless if I've got a great marketing or sales strategy if there's not the mindset to be able to implement it.
Did I hear Mike Savage, when he was talking just now, say that you work also with Tony Robbins?
I spent a lot of time with Tony during the Platinum program, and you know, he's an amazing mentor of mine and just a fantastic person. I met Mike there. And just amazing how that connection worked out. You know, we're all here connected for a reason. So Tony's amazing, got an amazing energy. And just being around that, like Mike was talking about, proximity is power. And so Tony's a great teacher about that.
You're going to hear from Mike Savage, one of the speakers here at Secret Knock. He's not the Michael Savage that's on the radio. He is a one of the mentors that works with Tony Robbins, with his millions of people that he influences in their teachings. So let's talk about how you got started with Fitpreneurs.
So I was a personal trainer back in 2005. I qualified and I was training my clients. They were getting great results. And someone said to me, what about a nutrition plan? So I actually ate from a lunchbox throughout the day training my clients. And then my clients were saying, you know, give me a nutrition plan. So I put this simple 13-page ebook together, called it The Lunchbox Diet.
Can you pass that Twinkie over there, by the way? Theater of the mind. He goes, what Twinkie?
I'm from the UK, so. I put this together, this lunchbox diet.
A Twinkie is like a cupcake type thing.
Oh, I love those. I love that. The reason I moved to the States was buffalo wings and Cinnabon.
See? Now you're getting it.
So I put together this lunchbox diet, and it got it was a 13-page ebook, and it got picked up by Elle magazine, and they called it the best diet ever. And, you know, that turned into a 6-figure book deal with HarperCollins.
Wow.
But at the time, I was taking drugs. I was addicted to gambling.
Wow.
And so by week, I was a trainer. But by the weekends, I was destroying myself. And it was only at the point where we'd been taking ecstasy. I think it was on at a Christmas Eve, and I didn't get to spend the time with my sister and her kids during Christmas Day. And I got a rock bottom. I knew I was an entrepreneur, but something had to change. And I made a key decision. We all have those turning points. I made a key decision to move out of the area I was living, which is Exeter in the UK, and move to Bath, and surrounded myself with different people. And then I decided to move to the States, and I started to coach personal trainers as I evolved and grew, because it's my firm belief that you've got to evolve and continuously work on you. My biggest income jumps have been when I've worked on myself, when I've dropped fears, when I've overcome the fear of what people think of me, and I've just become relentless. So the more you work on yourself and your mindset, the more your income will grow as you become relentless and a step away from fear.
One of the speakers here at Secret Knock, Simon Lovell, fitpreneurs.com. That's FITPR. FITPRENERS. Am I getting that right?
Fitpreneur. So entrepreneur, but with fit at the start.
Gotcha.
Fitpreneurs.com.
All right. Simon, you're awesome, dude. I can't wait to see what you have to say. And thank you for being on Inc. Radio with us.
Thank you very much.
We'll stay in touch and do more with him. This is what we are finding, that if you really want something in life, if you put your mind to it, you can have or do anything here at Secret Knock. It's Inc. Radio covering this event from one end to the other. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.